in the author's work, retrospection and introspection, may be found a biographical sketch narrating experiences which led her in the year 1866 to the discovery of the system that she denominated Christian Science. As early as 1862, she began to write down and give to friends the results of her scriptural study, for the Bible was her sole teacher. But these compositions were crude, the first steps of a child in the newly discovered world of spirit. She also began to jot down her thoughts on the main subject, but these jottings were only infantile lispings of truth. A child drinks in the outward world through the eyes and rejoices in the draught. He is as sure of the world's existence as he is of his own, yet he cannot describe the world. He finds a few words, and with these he stammeringly attempts to convey his feeling. Later, the tongue voices the more definite thought, though still imperfectly. So was it with the author. As a certain poet says of himself, she lisped in numbers, for the numbers came. Certain essays written at that early date are still in circulation among her first pupils, but they are feeble attempts to state the principle and practice of Christian healing, and are not complete nor satisfactory expositions of truth. Today, though rejoicing in some progress, she still finds herself a willing disciple at the heavenly gate, waiting for the mind of Christ. Her first pamphlet on Christian Science was copyrighted in 1870, but it did not appear in print until 1876, as she had learned that this science must be demonstrated by healing before a work on the subject could be profitably studied. From 1867 until 1875, copies were, however, in friendly circulation. Before writing this work, Science and Health, she made copious notes of scriptural exposition which have never been published. This was during the years 1867 and 1868. These efforts show her comparative ignorance of the stupendous life problem up to that time, and the degrees by which she came at length to its solution. But she values them as a parent may treasure the memorials of a child's growth, and she would not have them changed. The first edition of Science and Health was published in 1875. Various books on mental healing have since been issued, most of them incorrect in theory and filled with plagiarisms from Science and Health. They regard the human mind as a healing agent, whereas this mind is not a factor in the principle of Christian Science. A few books, however, which are based on this book, are useful. The author has not compromised conscience to suit the general drift of thought, but has bluntly and honestly given the text of truth. She has made no effort to embellish, elaborate, or treat in full detail so infinite a theme. By thousands of well-authenticated cases of healing, she and her students have proved the worth of her teachings. These cases, for the most part, have been abandoned as hopeless by regular medical attendants. Few invalids will turn to God till all physical supports have failed, because there is so little faith in his disposition and power to heal disease.